Illinois State Representative and Congressional Candidate Mike Boss. I always struggle which one of those Mike to say first. Should I say Congressional Candidate or should I say LSU? So I've started rotating the two.
There you go. That'll work.
And give it a little extra balance. You know, it was interesting because the Illinois Radio Network carried a story of last week talking about your last piece of, well, it was actually a sound cut from you on the House floor talking about, this could be the last piece of legislation I ever introduce on the House floor in Illinois.
Yeah, unless I'm assigned a bill during the veto session, that was it. And matter of fact, that was the Grant Tower levy bill.
Right.
And
which the governor signed last week.
Which he signed last week, and thank heaven. And now that Jackson County, I've talked to the officials there. They are moving very, very quickly to put together what needs to be done as far as the paperwork to sell the bonds. And they can get started as soon as they get that done. Matter of fact, Jackson County officials, a couple of them told me that they are going to be working to try to do that even faster than they, you know, as fast as they possibly can.
Well, and rightfully so, because we really got lucky this spring. And let's face it, that we got lucky this spring in respect to that the flooding for one as a whole, and in that specific area is what would have happened if we would have had if we'd seen high water.
Yeah, and kind of unique with some of the politics that was played with it. It was delayed a little bit longer than it should have.
Yeah, got beat around. Yeah,
so be it.
Yeah. What do you have to do between now and November? As part of politics, you've got to raise money. But what are you going to do between now and November, what is necessary?
I'll tell you right now, I'm standing in O'Fallon talking to you, because what I have to do is I go to every business that I can in the morning when they start opening up. I check and talk to every small business and large business. And then in the afternoon, when people start going home, I'll be knocking on their doors. Going door to door, talking to people, trying to build name recognition up and explain my ideas and beliefs. And we also want to try to get an opportunity to have open debates and forums with my opponents so that we can actually compare and people can understand the ideas and the difference in beliefs and what I think the job of being your U.S. congressman is and what is required as far as making sure that we keep in touch with our constituents, to make sure that we understand that your congressman understands the ideas and beliefs of Southern Illinois, of the Illinois 12, and take those beliefs to Washington, D.C. And likewise, when you get there, don't forget where you came from.
Yeah, a crucial part. I mean, but here's the thing, and this I'm kind of curious about what you think about this. How do you get elected to a group that only has 7% approval rating? Now, granted, this is the whole body, but in the record of Gallup polls, which I believe is 41 years for an institution, the highest institution in faith is the U.S. military. 74% of Americans either confident or highly confident about that institution. The lowest on the list is Congress at 7%. Last year it was 10. Now it's 7%. First off, is why you would want to get elected to a body, but we both know why. We understand that. But how, when it's 7%, you would think that anybody's beatable at 7%, and I do mean anybody.
Well, sure. Eric Cantor is probably one of the best examples. That, he was, and believe me, the real problem, when you can weigh out everything that happened there, was Eric Cantor went to D.C. He focused on trying to get more people elected as Republicans. That job is leadership, but even when you are in leadership, you need to make sure that you're right there in your district every time you have the chance. Everybody knows you're in Washington, you know, several days a week, but every chance you get, you need to be in your district. And if you're not in your district, every spring moment, you need to be calling back to your district and talking to different ones on every issue that is out there to get a clear, to get your finger on the pulse of what the people believe. That's what you got to do.
Yeah,
I mean, it's the same thing as what I did in this, you know, as far as state representative. I spent my time out, and it doesn't matter whether it's talking on this type of radio show, or going door to door, or making sure that you're at the different organizations that are out there, and make every appearance that you can, because, you know, we can all stay in our comfort zone. And it's very tempting to do that.
Yeah, I can see you knocking on doors in Murfreesboro. I mean, yeah, and people
great,
would
right?
go, really? What? You know, there's another part of the district. I mean, when you look at it that way. But the polling that I've been privileged to see so far, Mike, has given you a 6-point lead over Congressman Bill Inyer. That's the polling that I saw last week.
That's correct. That's correct. It has right now the name recognition. It has to be built up a little bit in the north, but our numbers are very good. It's above Bill Inyer when you put and that was done district wide. That wasn't just done, you know, in the areas that I'm strong in. It was actually done percentage exactly district wide. So we have to build on that. We know that I've got to focus, and I did a lot of advertising in the north to try to build my name recognition up a little bit more and do it in a positive manner. But the thing is, the issues have to be discussed.
And one of those issues now is Iraq. In Syria, and whether we pulled out, there, you know, there's the he said she said portion of this. Should we pulled out? Shouldn't we? Which is really a moot point if you're trying to evacuate Baghdad and we're putting some soldiers back in harm's way in that country again. I mean, this is you've got to shift who Mike Bost is and what language he's fluent in into a more worldwide reference frame now.
You're right, but it's not. You've got Iraq. And the real problem is American blood has been spilled on that soil, and the amount of money that we spent. Now, I understand that they wouldn't enter into the agreement, and I have a problem with that. Maybe they should have been forced a little bit harder to enter into that agreement. But now...
Well, the Prime Minister last night said he signed that agreement. I saw it on national TV, the mutual aid agreement.
Yes.
He says he signed it personally.
Well, the agreement was that we would have, you know, our military would have amnesty against their law. Okay, that's what it is. It's that agreement. Now, I didn't see that last night, if that's the same agreement they were talking about. But I'm concerned, and that was a concern, and I agree with the president on that. We had to have, you know, there's a different reference with our, and it doesn't mean they can commit crimes. It's just... they understand that there are a military presence there and they should be treated as such. But they whether that was signed or not, I don't believe it was. But that being said, when this started occurring and we saw troops moving and we saw basically the terrorists starting to take a stronghold, air support, I didn't say troops on the ground, air support to make sensible strikes to slow down and figure out exactly where we're at should have been done early. I believe that.
Yeah, well, I think Mike and I had some similar thoughts, but I think they also are smart enough to know that these insurgents have a lot of our munitions, including Stinger missiles.
Yeah.
That they've taken from us. I mean, you see them on TV driving our Humvees now, so.
Right. Leaving equipment behind.
Yeah. Congressional candidate, Illinois State Rep. Mike Bost, News Radio WJPF. Mike, thanks for your time this morning, buddy.
No, thank you for having me on. I appreciate it, and we'll see you out there, and we'll be talking again.